Hey, you backyard bandits, did you save any of those yummy cookies for me? How about for Barlow Girl? All right, Barlow Girl, we need to know. Have you ever ding-dong-ditched someone?
Well, to be honest.
The true confession of Becca Barlow.
At our church, our junior high group, we went teeping and then we ding-dong-ditched them. I felt so guilty, but it ended up, it was the youth leader's best friend. So I didn't feel that bad. But
so you knew the people you were TPing and stuff.
So you didn't leave fresh, hot-baked monster cookies.
No.
You left a big mess for them to clean
up. I didn't even know that was part of Ding Dong Ditch. Now that I know, we should try.
Today, Secret Keeper girls learned that true love hopes, especially for their brothers and sisters. Becca, as a big sister, how old were you when you began hoping that a band might form?
You were older.
I was probably 19 or 20.
Wow.
It was one of those things that I knew ever since Alyssa was 4 years old that she was going to be on Broadway and that she was going to be a singer and an actress. And for Lauren, I thought she was going to be in the Olympics playing soccer. For our natural talents, that's what we were going to do. And for myself, I had hoped to be a mechanic.
What kind of mechanic?
An auto mechanic. My dad decided he wanted to put a new engine in our minivan and we couldn't afford to go to take it in. So he's like, Becca, we dropped a whole new engine into the car. So, yeah.
Wow.
But it was one of those things that as we got older, each of us dedicated our lives to the Lord. And we each told the Lord, Lord, whatever you want to do with us, Lord, we give you our lives.
So, Alyssa, at some point, the passion for Barlow Girl was birthed. You wanted to be a band. Were there ever times when you were afraid it wasn't going to happen?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I remember there was a one time in particular where it was probably a year into God really putting all the pieces into place in our lives of just where music was going to go. And we're like, okay, well, it's happening. You know, this is where God's leading us. You know, he had us just, you know, come away from our jobs and just go, this is going to be full time. Girls, just walk out in faith. Trust me. And so I remember we literally got a phone call one day and every single thing fell apart. Mm-hmm. Everything that we had in our hands just fell out of our hands. And it freaked me out. It really, really, and actually that's how our song Never Alone came. We sat there that day that everything fell apart and Becca started playing something on guitar in a prayer time and I opened up my journal. And I had journaled earlier, I cried out with no reply. And that's one of the lyrics of the chorus. And we just sang, Never Alone is actually a prayer that we prayed after we thought the band was over. And after we thought that this ministry was never going to happen.
So as sisters, that song really was how you hoped together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That things were going to be okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was kind of the three of us just crying out to God and praying and saying, no matter what, we're going to need to learn to trust you.
I cried out with no reply, and I can't feel you by my side, so I'll hold tight to what I know you're here.
Can the Secret Keeper girl listening be a good sister? What would be your number one word of sisterly advice?
Don't be scared to encourage each other. Don't allow competition to get in the way of encouraging each other. Because I think that's one of the biggest things we've learned is to really enjoy. I need to just enjoy the fact that Becca can fix a car and I couldn't even get near a car without breaking it. Like, really. Like, and it used to bother me. I didn't want to always encourage Becca in that because I was jealous of it. I was really jealous that Lauren could play sports, and she got me out there one day to play soccer, and I was so bruised, and I was crying by the end, you know? But I think a lot of times as sisters, I think we just need to learn to appreciate and go, that's how God made Becca, and that's how God made Lauren. And how can I be an encouragement to them in those things? Like, hey, Lauren, you're doing really good. I'm going to come watch your soccer games. You know, don't ever allow jealousy to get in the way of encouraging your sister.